Eric Swalwell, Prosecute Those Who Defy AR-15 Ban. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 20, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Eric Swalwell, D., used a Thursday morning tweet to push prosecution for those who defy his proposed AR-15 ban. His plan rests on a forced buyback of AR-15s and other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. Swalwell has been pushing this confiscatory gun control for over a year. He initially intimated the government could nuke Americans who refused to comply with the plan, then softened the punishment by telling CNN's Jake Tapper that the non-compliant would simply face jail time. He also added a third option, indicating that those who did not want to give their guns to the government could instead deposit them at a hunting or shooting club. His latest tweet on the subject makes clear criminal prosecution awaits those who do cooperate with the ban. On June 17, 2109, Breitbart News reported Swalwell gave a gun control speech that attracted 18 listeners. His confiscatory AR-15 gun control was front and center, but he also pushed a gun registry, a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, a ban on bump stocks, suppressors, and high-capacity magazines, as well as a host of other controls. Swalwell is also pledging a federal ban against allowing teachers to be armed for self-defense. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.